10.16. Part 3.
May never cried now, though June did. I'm an old fool, I can't help it. You're strong, May, but I'm weak, and I miss Walter so.
I missed him too, said May.
He was always fond of you, said June. He often talked about you. You have forgiven me, haven't you, May?
As a matter of fact, I have, said May. I think you've been punished for what you did. It was a marriage without love, she thought. Walter probably talked constantly about me. For the first time in 40 years, she was happy. One night, May woke up and heard a noise. A burglar, she thought. She put on her dressing gown and went to June's room. The bed was empty. She looked out of the window and saw a car parked outside the house and a light in the living room window. Then she heard a cry and saw a man running out of the house covered in blood. He got into the car and drove away. May went into the living room. June was standing next to her desk. This was a desk that she always kept locked, so May had never been able to see what was in it. The desk was open now, and the contents were all over the room. There was broken glass on the floor and a gun. May went up to her. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I threw a bottle at him and he ran away. He pointed a gun at me, but I wasn't afraid. He only took a few pieces of silver. He heard you coming and he panicked. Suddenly, May saw a letter that was open in the desk. It was a letter to June from Walter, the last one he wrote to her when he was dying.
My darling love, I want to tell you how happy I have been all these years with you. If I die, I want you to know that you are the only woman I have ever loved.
Could you call the police, please, May?
Asked June. Yes, said May. She picked up the gun. The police arrived 15 minutes later. They brought a doctor with them, but June was already dead. Don't worry, Miss Thrace. We'll catch the person who did this, said the detective. But it's a pity you touched the gun. I suppose you weren't thinking.
That's right, said May. It was the shock. I've never had a shock like that. Not since I was a girl.